Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. If you just joined us, some significant news on the war in Ukraine.
Yes, Larry, there could be a breakthrough in the talks between the U.S. and Ukraine. We'll let CBS's Holly Williams lay out the basics here.
A senior Ukrainian official posted on social media this morning that the U.S. and Ukraine have reached a, quote, common understanding on the core terms of the agreement. Now, we don't have any details on what that agreement is, but we do have a very good sense on what the sticking points were. President Trump's original 28-point peace plan, which we became aware of last week, required that Ukraine hand over swaths of territory permanently to Russia, that it reduced the size of its military, and it also said that Ukraine would be barred from joining NATO.
Now, at the same time, Larry, a U.S. envoy has been meeting with Russian officials in, I think it's Abu Dhabi, and we're not sure exactly just yet what the Russian response is to this possible breakthrough. However, the Russians are taking a pretty hard line. They want everything they want, including some stuff that they haven't taken yet.
Well, that may be her reference to sticking point, because if there were things in the agreement that Ukraine, I'm sure it's hard to swallow, but if the killing stops, but if there's additional land that they want, I don't know.
I think the area in question is known as Donetsk. It is an area that the Russians have tried to take and have failed to do so. So that could be possibly involved here.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like they're close.
They had an initial outline, an initial multi-point plan, and the Russians seem to be favorable to that one. And now that the breakthrough has been reported this morning, there's been some change to the agreement in what Ukraine is reportedly agreeing to, the specifics of which we don't know yet. The other part of this report is that's hopeful. If there is a positive response coming from Russia, it's very possible that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky could be coming here before the end of the month to finalize something.
Well, we'll wait and see if there's a reaction.
And of course, in Moscow, no deal's going to get anywhere until Vladimir Putin gives it his approval.
All right, we'll keep you posted on that. I guess most people are focused on where they're going and what they're doing here in the next couple of days.
It's kind of hard not to, with everything going on now, it's kind of hard not to start to think about, you know, the days ahead, that 4 days from Thursday through Sunday when we can kind of let our guard down a little and relax.
Yeah, for a lot of people, that is an opportunity to just kind of detach for a few days, enjoy some family time. Turkey, and if you're a sports fan, there's plenty of that. Football.
Well, I mean, on Thursday, it's a smorgasbord.
Three games, yeah. The traditional games in Detroit and Dallas. And then you have a bonus game with the Ravens playing on Thanksgiving night.
Who are they playing?
Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. I think Joe Burrow is supposed to be back in the lineup.
Yeah, they're talking about some people I heard saying he's back. He had this turf toe thing. But they're saying they're so bad, if he plays down and gets hurt, then that may spoil next year, because
right?
They're not very good without him.
I mean, it's like Joe Flacco is a pretty serviceable backup. I mean, look what he did to the Steelers.
Yeah, I know. And he's thrown a bunch of picks since. So that'll be a game that will be of interest, because you kind of, well, not kind of, you want Cincinnati to upset them.
I think we're going to know a lot about the Steelers one way or the other after they play Baltimore. I think that's going to be the test, right?
Yeah, so the records are the same with the Steelers and Ravens, but right now the Ravens hold the tiebreaker with wins in the division, right? However, they're playing each other twice yet. So you've got an opportunity head-to-head if the Steelers can beat them both times and at least maintain their track, they'll be the division champs and in the playoffs. But yeah, right now, as it sits today, they went from being the division leader to out of the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been quite a reversal of roles. And, you know, typically most years they split with the Ravens. Win one, lose one.
Yeah, they've had the Ravens, even when the Ravens were really rolling, but they're not the same Ravens. Although they won five in a row, played a lot of lesser teams.
The offense is not clicking at the rate that you would expect them to. And some people have observed that Lamar Jackson is having an off year. Don't know if that's true. I haven't watched a lot of the Ravens this year.
People will be watching a lot of football, to your point. So you got, and then a lot of college football. Then you got Pitt trying to get into the ACC championship game, a noon kick on Saturday in Acrisure. Then the Bills come Sunday to the North Shore, 4:25 kick. I always marvel they have to flip the inside of the stadium over from Pitt to the Steelers. They got a team inside of that stadium that does all this. Unfortunately, it's the holiday weekend for them.
Right.
They got to do this transition,
but, I mean,
changeover.
All the signage and all the on the field, the logos have to be changed. There's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. So, all right. Thank you, Paul. Coming up, we're going to check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. There's plenty to talk about today, and we'll see what's going on in traffic next. Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia. And you can see Lynn on our live stream. Go to kdkradio.com. Presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? You all ready for Thanksgiving?
No. I mean, I'm ready.
You know what?
I'm ready to be off and not get up at 3 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I listened to, what's trending with T. She asked you a lot of turkey-related questions. I got the distinct impression that you don't cook anything for Thanksgiving. Am I right?
You would be distinctly correct.
Okay.
My job is to carry the heavy leaf that we put in the table to make it bigger for guests. I see. And other sundry
how many people
items.
Do you have?
I don't know.
How many people do you have? Big family?
Sit down and count. It's going to be a bunch. At least, yeah. I didn't do a head count.
Okay.
What are you doing?
You know what? We're going out to dinner. first of all, let me give you the backstory. I'm not a big turkey eater. I'm just not a big turkey fan. If I'm going to eat turkey, it has to be the dark meat. But I could pass on turkey easily. Growing up, we never had turkey. My aunt always wanted a capon, you know, a big chicken. For some reason, she liked that meat better than turkey. So I never really acquired a taste for turkey. We have a family text group down here in Atlanta, and it started with, "What are y'all going to do for Thanksgiving?" And the first person responded and said, "I don't care, but I'm not cooking." The second person responded and said, "Yeah, I'm not cooking either." So I joined in and said, "Well, if you two aren't cooking, I'm not cooking. So we're going out."
And I tried that for the first and only time last year. And we decided not to do it again. It was too hard to coordinate with everybody's, you know, schedule. And it was basically chaos, and it cost a lot. But I know people that don't eat turkey, they prefer maybe Italian food, or they have supplementary mm-hmm. Italian food with their turkey, or Chinese.
Well, along those lines, when we first decided to go out, there are 12 of us, so we have a large party, and we didn't decide it until kind of late. So initially, the only place we could find that could accommodate us was a hibachi restaurant. And the reaction was kind of mixed. Yeah, I like hibachi, but not for Thanksgiving. But ultimately, we did find a steak restaurant that can accommodate all of us. And they do have a turkey spread, a Thanksgiving spread, for those who might want it.
Well, that said, I was in Atlanta with the Pitt team. I told you I was coming down to play Georgia Tech.
I was at the game.
What?
I was at the game. Yes.
You should have texted me.
You know what? You did tell me that, but I completely forgot. And it was a last minute thing. A ticket was offered to me. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll go. I love the electricity in that stadium that night.
Oh, that was exciting. Georgia Tech is right in the heart of the city of Atlanta, for those that don't mm-hmm. know. And their campus, since it was a night kickoff, had a chance to walk around campus a little bit. And it's spectacular. You would not know you're in a major city, except when you're in the stadium, you can see the skyline of Atlanta.
You can see the skyline, yeah.
And it's beautiful. And they also have, within eyesight, the old Olympic torch from the
right.
Centennial Summer Olympics that dates back, I think, 1996 already.
That's about right, I think, yeah.
But the city's cool. So you know what I did? I had time to kill. I got a ride by myself. I did a little tour of Atlanta in a Waymo, the driverless cars.
Yeah, nice. Wait a minute, you're saying I should have texted you. You should have texted me to tell me you were in Atlanta.
I could have had a Waymo go pick you up.
How was it? What'd you think?
Well, we did it with Jeff Hathorn, PJ Comanchik, and Tom Catanzarit in San Francisco when Pitt played Stanford. We had we had a bonus day, so we did a little touring. But I saw them drive past the hotel, and I'm like, well, I didn't know Waymo was here. And it's interesting because they have a partnership with Uber in Atlanta to do this. So you can go to an Uber app, and it'll ask you, are you cool with Waymo? And so I said, yeah. And the next thing it said, it'll be there in 3 minutes. Now, we're in downtown Atlanta, a major city, I want people to understand. And I'm standing in front of the hotel, the big Hilton down there.
Okay, the new one? The new Hilton?
No.
And
so here comes this driverless car, pulls up, and all these people were standing there. Many of them, I'm sure, had never seen a driverless car, autonomous vehicle. And I kind of smiled at everybody and hopped in the back seat, and away we went, and I got to tour Atlanta, and it was actually amazing. I enjoyed it.
I know that you can have that option on Uber. I have not taken it yet. Now, you're giving me an incentive to follow up on it, but up until now, I hadn't taken that option. But you're absolutely right about Georgia Tech. I mean, it is in the heart of the city, and that was my first time actually being on the campus when I went to the game. It's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful stadium. And even though there weren't as many Pitt fans as I was hoping there would be, we still had a good time. And there was a group of us on the Pitt side that were able to bring a little enthusiasm for the University of Pittsburgh.
It was a loud contingent, and it got louder at the end of the game.
It did.
All right, that said, we're going to come back. I want to know, since you're a news hound, what's on your radar? So much to sort through since last we talked last week when we were at the new Pittsburgh International Airport. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. We will check in with Marty in a moment. Every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes-Breeland, who's back. We continue our conversation on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So, what's on your radar? You know how much has happened in the last week since we just talked?
First, let me just get this out of the way. I know you said you were going to have a representative of Butterball on tomorrow. And, you know, there's still a big debate online about whether or not to wash your turkey before you cook it. So if you could just ask the Butterball person, that would be, I think, helpful.
All right, I'm going to put that. Should I wash my turkey? Why would you? Well, I assume anything on the surface of the skin you don't want, you want it cleaned up, right?
I mean, that's the thought process, but, you know, the other side of it says that if there is anything on the turkey, it would be killed by the heat in the oven, so there's really no point in it. But it's a big debate.
All right. Because I
don't cook turkey. I don't know.
Wait, yeah, you don't care. You're going out to eat.
Well, only because I see everyone going back and forth online, you know, and it's one of those few times that there's a back and forth online that's not full of hatred. It's just a discussion. So much of the back and forth you see on social media is mean and very mean-spirited. So, and we could talk about the mean-spiritedness of politics, but I want to stay away from that. I just want to stay away from that. What I do want to talk about, though, is there is this growing effort to replace or add a new test called Classic Learning Test, and it could take the place of the SAT or the ACT test for college admissions. Why is it controversial? Well, apparently this new test is a product of the Heritage Foundation, which has been somewhat controversial in their conservative views. And the concern is that this new test, which is based in, from what I understand, it takes information from the classics, literature classics, and then asks the person taking the test to interpret them. I'm not sure that really gives you a well-rounded viewpoint of any potential student, but a number of states are looking at adding this as one of the options to getting into college.
One of the challenges that I hear in education is the constant distractions of social media, and in some cases, kind of rewiring their ability to focus. And it's a challenge. I can't imagine being a teacher in this day and age.
Oof, me either. I can't wrap my mind around it. And I absolutely agree that phones in the classroom, phones in the schools are a distraction. And let's be honest, Larry, while we're talking about we couldn't be teachers, the cell phone can also be a distraction to adults. And I don't know how many times you've been in the presence of a group of people and at least half of them are looking down at their phones half the time. We're telling our kids that this is the way you live. You use your phone for everything. I'm not convinced that the cell phones in school cut down on violence. I know there's been a lot of fights that were recorded and, you know, they went viral. I'm not sure that would stop those fights, but I do think it would stop the distractions.
Speaking of distractions in driving, How many times have you been at a traffic signal, the light turns green, and the person doesn't go because they're looking at their phone, right? I've done it.
I was going to say that I can't judge on that one, Larry, because that I do fall into that category. I have started getting my messages, my text messages, through CarPlay, and it just speaks them to me in a weird kind of voice, but it does speak the message to me, and then I can respond without ever touching the phone. However, I think that's still a distraction.
Well, technically it is, but it's at least preferable than physically doing it. They say you shouldn't, I mean, you shouldn't even have any distractions, like people that are eating and drinking while driving. Same kind of thing, even though it might not take your eyes off the road as much as looking at your phone, but you've seen people holding up their phone in front of the wheel. And
oh, absolutely. And eating and drinking, when I took my driver's test, which was a few years ago, okay, I'll admit it was a few years ago, but the instructor or whatever was in the car, and one of the questions was, if you're eating an ice cream cone while you're driving, do you hold it in your right hand or your left?
Well, it depends on if you're right or left-handed. You want your dominant hand to be on the wheel.
You shouldn't be eating an ice cream cone while you're driving, Larry.
Busted.
I saw you hesitate there for a second, and I thought you were going to come along with me. But yeah, I mean, so distracted driving isn't new. It's just taken on a new form.
And this is what I believe, back to the Waymo, the autonomous vehicle I took in Atlanta. This is what that technology is going to help with in the future. I'm not saying that even certainly in our lifetime that all the vehicles will be driverless. That's not going to happen. But what is happening is the technology that's being built into this is constantly being built into vehicles where it helps the distracted driving by paying attention more than the driver and can at least stop some of the accidents that happen. Because
yeah, and isn't there something on newer cars or certain cars that will help you parallel park?
Oh yeah, that technology has been in place. I mean, Teslas, other vehicles, they have a, you know, almost like, well, remember when you got cruise control for the first time?
Right.
You thought, oh, this is revolutionary. How does it know? And now they have, you know, some of the cars have the ability to stay between the lines. And you know, the problem is if you're not still paying attention, that can be disastrous too.
Cruise control. My dad used to always say to me, when you cruise control, you lose control. You know, it's funny how things are in your brain.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, my friend. All right, enjoy.
Lynn Hayes Freeland.
AAA expects a record-setting year for Thanksgiving travel.
Imagine the last couple Thanksgivings and add more people.
That's James Garrity from AAA, and about a million more people estimated this year than last.
And 300,000 passengers expected at Pittsburgh International this week, which is, they say, up 10.5% from last year.
Yeah, 82 million will travel at least 50 miles from home.
And in terms of the travel weather, we're going to see rain through the day today, more rain tomorrow, Larry. And then on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, it'll be dry but much colder. Highs around freezing, right?
Yes, and snow.
Right. Heavy snow is forecast in the Twin Cities with possible flight delays out of MSP. This is on Wednesday. Lake effect snow is also expected along the Great Lakes, including Northwest PA.
Yeah, we're talking 8 inches potentially in those areas, not too far to the north and northeast from us.
Yeah, it's enough to maybe disrupt some travel and some trips. And Pitt won a big game last week on the road against Georgia Tech. Here's head coach Pat Narduzzi.
No doubt about it. Our kids played their butts off today on the road down in Atlanta. You know, I couldn't be more proud of our football team. You know, the attitude they took all week, we knew it was a must-win game, and we came down and stole it.
And they did, because Georgia Tech, heavily favored, needed to win that game to guarantee themselves a trip to the ACC championship. That's not going to happen, thanks to Pitt.
Yeah, and it sets up another must-win game at home on Saturday.
And the Miami Hurricanes come north. Hopefully they don't like it when it's chilly. outside. Thank you, Paul. And Pitt plays Ohio State in basketball on Friday night. We have a pack of four tickets for you. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Let's go with 7 this time.
Lucky 7, 412-922-1020. We'll send you and 3 friends to the Pitt-Ohio State game Friday night at 7 at the Pete. Coming up 10 till 2, Marty Griffin is here for a preview. What are you working on today, Marty?
All kidding aside, the discussions about Ukraine, fine. Politics, fine. Comey, fine. Trump, fine. But at the end of the day, brother, you know this because you're out there all the time. And heck, you have a wonderful business you're starting. It's a very, very stressful time for Americans. You can feel, there's this vibe, Larry, right? This like economic tension, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No question.
And it's the first time in several years that folks are kind of concerned about what happens next. Because every business that I know, including ours, is laying people off. And you have those guys at the Post-Gazette, they haven't worked in 3.5 years, and they still don't have a contract. And that's a business in a downward spiral. I'm not as much worried about whether or not I should wash off my turkey as to whether or not I can afford the food that I need for my family. That's what most Americans are feeling this time of year. We're going to talk about some of that.
That said, on a lighter note,
yep.
Your brother Chris hosts for Thanksgiving.
He's unbelievable.
And you guys, yeah, I've always been impressed. You do multiple turkeys.
I know. My brother is the king. Larry, he'll have the whole hood over there, him and his boys. Larry, he'll fry 25 turkeys tomorrow. Thursday, apologize. And he'll feed 50-plus people, and he does it with a smile. And because you've been through this with a beloved family member, my sister is sick as hell, and there's a lot of concern. Quite frankly, this could be her last Thanksgiving, so it's a very emotional time for the Griffin family, and we have a lot to be thankful for. We had to covet the happiness rather than everybody sitting around crying. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Amen. Are you here tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Marty Griffin coming up, 10 until 2. Should he wash his bird? He's going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.